Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. And I kind of chuckle. Jim answered the phone today when I called him with nothing to talk about today. Boy, there sure is, the Timberwolves and the sale that didn't happen, apparently.
It's so funny because we know that Lori and Rodriguez, first of all, I never trusted Alex Rodriguez, and I didn't really trust Mark Lori. He's a guy who wants to build cities in the clouds, and he's a dreamer. He obviously did very well with the business that gave him a lot of money, but I never felt great about these guys. The people I trusted kept on telling me that it's no big deal. They'll find it. They'll figure it out. They're not gonna be stupid enough to allow Glenn to not sell them the team when the team has increased in value by $1 billion or $1.5 billion since they started negotiating with them. Yeah. I mean, this is the easiest business deal ever. You just find a way, and all of a sudden you're richer. But they missed a deadline. According to Glenn, they missed a deadline. And, you know, it's funny because our last Timberwolves podcast, myself and John Krasinski, I kept on asking John, doesn't Glenn have buyer's remorse? Uh-huh. This is the best team it's the second best team in franchise history. It's the best roster going forward he's ever had, because that 2014 was built for 1 year. Mm-hmm. This is the best he's ever had it. He has a great general manager in place. He has a great coach. His players are locked in. And the franchise is increasing in value every day. Man, wouldn't he want to get out of this? And John's like, well, you know, he probably isn't in love with the idea of getting rid of a team when it's winning. Well, clearly he was not.
Yes.
Because he could have found, if he wanted to, he could have granted them an extension, or he could have made could have given them some circumstances where they could put things together. And instead, he was like, oh, you missed the deadline, I'm keeping the team.
Yeah, and the statement that Lauren Rodriguez put out pretty much, you know, disputed some of the things that yep. Taylor said. They believe that they're still on the right path and will be in compliance for the sale. So we're probably headed to court here, aren't we?
I think we're headed to court. It'll be interesting to see how the NBA NBA offices handle this, whether they'll try to put their own ruling on this, or whether they will just let the courts play it out. But I don't know. I don't know where the exact truth lies yet. This news is just breaking. We're just hearing from the parties right now. Mm-hmm. But man, I mean, and for full disclosure here, Glenn Taylor owns the Star Tribune. I've been critical of him in the past. I've been critical of him since he's taken over the Star Tribune. But that is context for my comments here. I really find it hard to believe that Glenn would put out the statement and make this move unless he really had it locked down that they missed a deadline that they couldn't miss.
Yeah, it sounds like the deadline was the first of the year, and he gave mm-hmm. them a 90-day extension, as maybe was part of their agreement. And so another extension, the extension comes and goes, and apparently they haven't shown that they are going to come up with the money or something.
Yeah, and I obviously have criticized the way Glenn has run the Timberwolves in the past. Mm-hmm. He's actually been a pretty good steward for the Star Tribune. Even when I've been critical of Glenn, I've never criticized him for being dishonest. Mm-hmm. I'd be very shocked. He's made misjudgments in hiring people, but I've never caught him just lying about something. So I'd be shocked if he's lying about this in some way.
Yeah, and it's so high profile, and you know, for the most part, Glenn has a good reputation. And if he suddenly was discovered that he cheated buyers in this deal, that he wouldn't want that. Of course, to go on. So where do we go? I mean, was Tim Connelly his hire? Was it Rodriguez and Lord's hire? I mean, who's real? I mean, Taylor takes control again, but it seems like some of these calls recently were made by the new guys.
It's been murky. Mm-hmm. The sense was that Rodriguez and Lori kind of pushed for the aggressive moves they made, including spending a ridiculous amount of money on Tim Connelly. Obviously, Tim Connelly they planned on him being here while Lori and Rodriguez took over. Mm-hmm. So they were either the driving force or they were consulted. Glenn, it basically had to be kind of a handshake agreement. Hey, you know, you're good with this. I'm good with this. He's going to be good for me. He's going to be good for you. But it always felt like it was more of a Lori Rodriguez move. But I mean, listen, Tim's done a great job. So it's not like, and Glenn's getting to enjoy a great season for the first time in about 15 years or 20 years, whatever. So I don't think that's going to change anything. And frankly, NBA teams make so much money, even though they're paying Conley a ridiculous amount of money, they're not losing money on that deal.
So the ownership group, they apparently lost a large financier, and that's what had this all happening. I mean, it's not a case of the NBA didn't do their due diligence as to whether or not these guys would actually be able to come up with it, was there?
I mean, Lori is supposed to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. We all know Alex Rodriguez is probably, you know, he's rich compared to us. Mm-hmm. He's not rich compared to rich people.
Right.
He probably, and, you know, he lives a pretty extravagant lifestyle. So everybody figured that Alex is more of a PR guy,
sure,
than anything else. I'm sure he has some small stake in it. But Lori was a money guy. Nobody really thought that he didn't have the money. But, you know, I always say this about the Poets. I mean, we call them billionaires. How much actual money do they have,
right,
freed up to
liquid
spend? You can be a billionaire because of what you own, but how much liquidity do,
yeah,
you have? Lori's liquidity must not be very good. And, yeah, they did lose one investor. I'm trying to remember the name of it. And then they announced recently they're coming in with this Blue Owl or whatever.
Yeah.
Who has been involved in other NBA purchases,
okay,
but they were not thought to be a huge investor. So it really sounds to me like, again, until I know further, my read of this is that Lori and Rodriguez screwed up and probably also thought that they were going to get, you know, they were going to get some leniency from Taylor, and that Taylor doesn't have to give them.
Yeah. Carlisle Group out of D.C.,
the
one that fell through there. So, well, interesting to see. I would not think this will have any effect on what goes on the court, but come the off season, it could certainly start to have an effect then.
The parties at Target Center are not going to be as good. Alex Rodriguez just walking around. Alex Rodriguez walked around like he owned the whole city.
Yep.
He was always taking friends into the back room where they had the luxury suites, all that.
Yep.
And he was making himself a big deal. I'm not sad to see her. If this is it for Alex Rodriguez in this market, I'm not sad to see him go.
Now, they've been sitting right there courtside with Glenn,
yep,
and sharing drinks and nacho cheese. What are they going to do now? Are they going to now vanish from the Timberwolves? I mean, they still own 40%, right? I mean, he didn't take
they
it all
own
back.
40%, and yeah. I would think they're going to keep going to games, and it's going to be awkward for a while, but who really knows? The other thing I heard about Lori was that he was way too much like a little boy fan around the players. He was like a gee whiz. Oh, gee, I'm get to be, you know. So it was not a good vibe.
Oh, really? Yeah, interesting. That's for sure. Well, you know, I had to Google and look up Tom Clancy, of course, the last failed bid we had of a pro team. Now, that was a complete farce, and it was shocking that he got as far as he did when he had like $5 million in the bank.
Yeah,
so this isn't like that.
No. Lori has money. The question is, did he have the liquidity? You know, did he really? I mean, you just never know how somebody's worth is really being evaluated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heard he's a billionaire, you figured that he can handle this. But it's a $1.5 billion purchase price. I mean, that's a lot of money,
yep,
to have, again, in liquidity and cash on hand. And mm-hmm. usually rich people find a way to finance things in a way they don't have to touch the basis of their wealth. So I don't know. I never felt good about Lori and Rodriguez, and my gut kept telling me this probably wouldn't. But everybody I talked to told me this was going to go through. So
yeah.
I'm a little shocked.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are shocked by that development. So today's opening day, Major League Baseball. We're both huge baseball guys, and really get into that. There's nothing like opening day. Exciting. Everybody should feel good about their teams going into this time of year.
Yes, although one of the flaws, I love baseball,
yep,
and what's interesting about baseball is the competitive balance at the top is fantastic. Nobody repeats. Nobody's repeated since 1999-2000,
yep,
when the Yankees did it. Nobody repeats. The Texas Rangers have won World Series. We've seen the Padres make runs. We've seen, you know, it's the market sizes haven't mattered. The Miami Marlins have won World Series. You know, Cleveland has gotten to a seventh game. The Cubs finally won one. I mean, it's the competitive balance at the top of the sport is great. The problem is that the competitive balance at the bottom of the sport is embarrassing.
Mm.
Because there's no salary cap or floor, the teams that don't think they have a chance to win, shut down completely and don't put competitive teams on the field. And I think that's a horrible thing for the game.
Yeah, it's tanking in baseball has been an issue, no doubt. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports at Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.